You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The troubles for SpiceJet are not ending anytime soon. In an unprecedented step, India's aviation regulator issued a warning notice to SpiceJet after a review of recent incidents by the watchdog showed poor internal safety oversight and inadequate maintenance actions. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation said that a review of several incidents involving SpiceJet's plane since April 1st showed that the aircraft either turned back to its originating station or continued landing to the destination with degraded safety margins. The review transpires that poor internal safety oversight and inadequate maintenance actions has resulted in degradation of the safety margins, the DGCA said in its letter. The airline has been given 3 weeks to respond to the regulator's warning notice before any action is taken. The letter dated July 5th was made public by India's Civil Aviation Ministry on Twitter on Wednesday. Moving on to the latest news from the share market, Kotak Mahindra Bank stock has been upgraded by analysts at Goldman Sachs to a buy rating from the neutral tag earlier. In a report, Goldman Sachs said that Kotak Mahindra Bank is geared for the next transformation phase as the brokerage firm increased the target price pinned on the stock. We believe Kotak Mahindra Bank is well positioned this cycle to put capital to work and successful execution of its retail asset strategy to drive the MCAP to $100 billion by FY27E. Analysts said. Kotak Mahindra Bank stock is down 6% so far this year to trade at ₹1,711 per share. Meanwhile, in terms of today's trade, benchmark stock indices Sensex and Nifty jumped over 1% on Wednesday amid foreign funds turning net buyers of domestic equities after a long gap and positive opening in European stock markets. The 30-share BSE benchmark index climbed 616.62 points, or 1.16%, to settle at 53,750.97. During the day, it rallied 684.96 points, or 1.28%, to 53,819.31. The NSE Nifty advanced 178.95 points, or 1.13%, to 15,989.80. Among Sensex, Crips, Bajaj Finserv, Bajaj Finance, Hindustan Unilever, Asian Paints, Titan, Maruti Suzuki India, Kotak Mahindra Bank and Nestle were the major gainers. Power Grid, NTPC, Reliance Industries, Larsen & Toubro and Tata Steel were the laggards. Now some overseas news. Britain's antitrust watchdog is investigating Amazon.com Inc. on concerns it was hurting competition by giving its own sellers an unfair advantage over third parties on the marketplace. The move adds to the global regulatory scrutiny of the US tech giant. Britain's Competition and Markets Authority said it opened an investigation on Tuesday into whether Amazon's practices affecting sellers on its domestic marketplace may be anti-competitive and could result in a worse deal for customers. It is right that we carefully investigate whether Amazon is using third-party data to give an unfair boost to its own retail business and whether it favors sellers who use its logistic and delivery services, both of which could weaken competition, Sarah Cardell, General Counsel at the CMA, said in a statement. In other news, the rupee recovered from its all-time low to close 3 paise higher at 79.30 against the US dollar on Wednesday, after a sharp fall in crude oil and foreign fund inflows. At the Interbank Forex market, the local unit opened at 79.29 against the greenback and witnessed an intraday high of 79.24 and a low of 79.37. It finally settled at 79.30, a rise of 3 paise over its previous close. In the previous session, the rupee had closed at an all-time low of 79.33 against the US dollar. Here is a critical update on MSP. The minimum support price on agri crops should continue as long as markets become competitive and efficient, but it should be given through means other than procurement, government think tank, Niti Aayog member Ramesh Chand said on Wednesday. Chand, while addressing a conference on getting agriculture markets right, organized jointly by National Stock Exchange and ICRIER, said, deficiency pricing payment is one such means of giving MSP to farmers, but cautioned that DPP cannot be stopped once implemented. Under DPP, the difference between the open market price and MSP is given to farmers, he said, adding that it has been implemented in some states like Madhya Pradesh. Moving on to economy news, the Commerce Ministry has recommended imposition of anti-dumping duty on high-quality glass used in construction, refrigeration, solar energy and other industries from Bangladesh and Thailand to guard domestic players from cheap imports. Directorate General of Trade Remedies has recommended the duty on imports of clear float glass from these two countries after concluding in its probe that the product has been exported at dumped prices. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.